and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer. Glad to be back with you. And I tell you what, I want to let you know that I apologize that we missed each other yesterday. The systems were down because of some issues beyond our control. And so we were simulcasting from the FM station, if I'm not mistaken, all day yesterday. So my apologies that we missed each other. Glad to be back with you now. And I tell you what I'd like for us to take a look into. I want us to explore the question of whether we can afford to produce green homes that are also affordable. I know that very often when we start talking about going green, when we start talking about buying foods that are healthier for us, one of the big things that comes to a lot of people's minds is expensive, costs too much. Now, I want to just remind you of something that has been found to be the case over and over and over and over with regards to going green. And of course, we're talking about homes, and so specifically green homes. The same is true for businesses that go green. But I just wanted to focus on the homes for now, since that's what our focus would be. Although there is higher upfront costs, generally speaking, to build a green home, within a few years, you will have broken even because of the savings that you get from going green. And then after that, after you will have broken even, the years after that, you are actually saving. You are actually in the positive. You're saving more. You get to the point where what you are saving will truly eclipse what you spent. You will save more than it cost you to go green. They find this to be true over and over for businesses, residential. You go green, it's going to cost you at first. But give it some time, and I don't mean forever either. Give it a few years, and you'll see that you're saving more than you cost. Your savings will outstrip your costs. So if it costs you an extra $800, no sweat. Eventually, you get to the point where you will have broken even. You'll be saving enough that you will have saved up about $800 worth. Eventually, you'll be saving about $900 worth. You just keep saving and saving and saving and saving and saving. You may have spent whatever it costs you to get going, but you save, let's just say $1,200, an extra $1,200. It could be more than that, but let's just say $1,200, an extra $1,200 to go green. But you save $300 that first year. You save another $300 that second year. You save $600 already in just 2 years. You save another $300 in the third year. You save $900 in 3 years. You save another $300 in the fourth year. In the fourth year, you have broken even. You've saved the $1,200 that it cost you to go green. In the fifth year, you save another $300. Now you've saved $1,500. You save $300 more than it cost you to go green. In the sixth year, you save another $300. And so you save $1,800 in 6 years. Now you save $600 more than it cost you to go green. In the seventh year, you save another $300. You just save that $300 again. Now you've saved $2,100 in 7 years' time. And that's the way you have to look at it. You save $2,100 in 7 years. So now in that seventh year, you have saved $900 more than it cost you to go green. In the 10th year, you save that $300 again. And now, 2,400 dollars. $2,400. You saved $2,400 in 10 years' time. It cost you $1,200 to go green, and in 10 years' time, you doubled the savings. That cost is fixed, not only in amount, but in time. One time you pay that $1,200, but the savings is every year on and on and on. Until finally one day, if you're still in that house, because we've already got the 10 years, let's say 15 years, you've been in that house for 15 years, saving $300 every year. Now, notice we're not saying you save $300 one year, then the next year $600, then the year after that $900. We're not saying that. We're being honest with you. Each year, you're only saving $300, but the $300 keeps adding up every year. Until finally, you have saved way more than it cost you. The same principle works for business, and it has been proven. They're not just assuming that. They've done the cost study analyses, and businesses that go green end up saving much more than they spent to go green, which, of course, means it improves their bottom line, which, of course, means it truly pays to go green, despite what a lot of people love to say, because they don't want folks to go green. They don't want people to use renewable sources, resources. They want to stay with the stuff that they know is not in our best interest. And so they say things that they know are not true. They know that they're saying things that absolutely go against what the numbers have proven. So don't get tense and nervous at the thought of going green. There's truly much benefit to it. Okay, so that said, let's take a look at what Green America is going to share with us with regards to green affordable homes. Affordable green homes. And remember, you can build. I kind of think that when people are taking a look at building from the ground up, and you're able to go green from the very beginning, I think that's exciting. And you're able to include all of these green components into your home from the ground up. But I also think that it's exciting when you can do some retrofitting and add green elements, green components into the home. But anyway, remember now, affordable. Part of the reason, in fact, the reason that we're focusing right now on affordable is because we want to let you know that people who are making $300,000 a year are not the only ones who can have green homes. $300,000 and up. There are people who make much less than $300,000 and they can have green homes. Actually, as it turns out, there's a new movement that is creating lower cost housing options with clean air, energy efficiency, and climate resiliency in mind. So whether you're a young adult apartment hunting for the first time, or you're an experienced homeowner, most Americans can anticipate the challenges of finding an affordable place to live. And we know that. People are just continually driving the prices of houses ever higher, higher, higher. In 2017, a third of Americans lived in housing that was not affordable to them. In other words, their housing cost more than one-third of their income. And that's what a lot of financial experts are recommending now, that our homes, our mortgages cost no more than one-third of our total income, so that the remaining two-thirds go towards whatever else. But housing costs should be no more than one-third of our income. Now, I want you to keep that in mind as we go through this, because you're going to hear something about changes being made by the Trump administration, particularly housing and urban development, with Dr. Carson, Ben Carson, leading the way as the Secretary of HUD, and changes that he has made, that he has had written into law, that will actually make it more difficult for low-income families to afford their homes. He has written it into law that people who receive low-income housing support subsidization have to pay at least 35% of their income towards housing. Now, the experts are saying none of us should be spending more than 33% of our income towards housing. And he's saying the poorest among us, our poor families, will be required by law to spend no less than 35% of their income on housing. A lot of these families, as we all know, including Ben Carson. And this is a guy who came from the projects, came from low-income housing, came from a home where his mother, his single-parent mother, struggled to keep things going for him and his brothers and his brother. Now, Dr. Ben Carson is saying, has it written into law, the poor who are receiving federal funds for housing assistance won't be required to just pay the 33% that even middle-income people are already struggling with. But the poor are going to be required to pay 35% of their income towards housing. Required to. Okay. That's it. In addition to the financial strain from increasing housing costs, our built environment has a direct impact on our health. Yet research shows that low-income communities are disproportionately exposed to health hazards in the home. The green affordable housing movement emerged from a desire to simultaneously address economic disparities, environmental sustainability, and human health. Leaders in the movement are pioneering the development of housing that is affordable, safe, and conducive to a climate-friendly future. And it has already shown positive ripple effects in society. You know, one of the big questions I have with that in mind is, with this going on, why isn't Ben Carson trying to develop some private-public partnerships that will increase this model? Affordable, safe, climate-friendly housing, having a ripple effect, positive ripple effects in society. In other words, it's working. So why not do something like this and maybe take their housing income requirement down to 29% rather than take it up above what he knows the financial experts are saying should be the limit? Back in a few.